Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. I hope you are having a great day today. It is your girl, Royal Crush Keisha, and you're listening to another episode of the Royal Crush Takeover Radio Show.
Well, what's going on, everybody? This is Mr. Rantella.
How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing fine.
Well, that is great. Yeah. Well, I am super excited about today's show. We get a homie of mine, so we go way back, way back. You know, he will be joining us to talk about his upcoming show and, you know, just going to touch on a lot of different things about him and, you know, his life right now. So I'm definitely excited for the show. But first up, do you have any announcements today, sir?
Nope.
Are you talking to him? Because I did see you promoting the show.
Oh, yeah, we got a show August the 20th. I'm sorry. There's actually two shows August the 20th. One is going to be in Detroit. We had a Summer Sizzle of Asian Kick, Southern Sizzle kicking off in Detroit. That's our show finale so far. And then we got Baltimore, they're going to be in the Summer Jam with the Zombies. Almost forgot.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Alrighty. Well, like I said, we definitely got a great show lined up for you guys today. So I hope everyone is doing well. Let's get to our first track. This is Noun by The Real 100.
Now, they used to talk down. They say they love me now. I'm stuck coming around. I don't fuck around. I'm progressing now. I'm getting blessings now.
Alrighty, and we are back. Definitely like that joint. You know, he did, we interviewed him a couple months ago, so definitely shout out to him. Yeah, but that was Now by The Real One. Yeah. And before we get some callers on, let's go to this next track. This is Trail Raiders Shuffle by Bing Meech featuring Rico. I believe that's how you pronounce it.
Hey, right about now. All this is the sounds of Big Motion, Rico. Hey, this right here is going out to all my trail riders, all my saddleback clubs, all my riding clubs. This right here is for you. This that new lad dance, y'all.
Now hop it on up, now hop it on back,
now work that noodle for me, y'all. Now do it like that,
now move it on up,
now move it on back,
wind me up,
now turn around with me, y'all, and walk it on back.
The Big Motion, baby, this is a new band for the trail riders, riding clubs and them saddleback riders. Cowboy, cowgirl, this for you, especially them ladies in them daily dukes. It's time to get lit, it's time to turn up, off some hay barrels, time to step a strut.
Hey,
party wagon crunk, it's time to go live with a brand new shuffle before the trail riders. DJ got the bump, got the party going, L-Dubs in the back, got the moonshine flowing. Look in uniform, strutting the hood back with some Tennessee walkers, how you love that? How about that? How you love that? It's a trail rider shuffle, what you know about that? How about that? How you love that? It's a trail rider shuffle, what you know about that?
Now hop it on up,
now hop it on up,
now hop it on back,
now hop it on back.
Now work that noodle for me, y'all, now do it like that,
now do it like that.
Now move it on up, now move it on back,
wind me up,
now turn around with me, y'all, and walk it on back.
Girl, you looking good in them dukes and boots. You got a waist like a waltz, and I love the way you move. You can back it up on me, spin around, show your move. From your head down to your feet, I'm gonna call you Daisy Duke. It's the party on the trail, it's the party in the streets. Got the party wagon rocking, horses walking in the street. So grab your boots and hit the field to the trail rider's groove. It's called the trail ride shuffle, let me show you what to do.
Now hop it on up,
hop it on up,
now hop it on back,
now hop it on back.
Now work that noodle for me, y'all, now do it like that,
now do it like that.
Now move it on up, now move it on back,
wind me up,
now turn around with me, y'all, and walk it on back. Now hop it on up,
hop it on up,
now hop it on back,
now hop it on back.
Now work that noodle for me, y'all, now do it like that,
now do it like that.
Now move it on up, now move it on back,
wind me up,
now turn around with me, y'all, and walk it on back.
Well, we back, y'all.
Alrighty, and I like that joint. I like that joint. Yeah. That was the Trail Rider Shuffle with a Big Mouth featuring Rico. I definitely like that joint. Alrighty, so let's get to our first caller.
Hey, family. It's Ann Jules calling from Massachusetts. What's up?
Hey, sis, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, family?
We good.
I'm doing good. Can't complain.
Yes, that's what's up. I'm so happy to be here, and I like both those joints. Those were cool. That last one, that was like kind of old school throwback, you know? Had a little old school
vibe.
Yes,
it was.
Sample sound to it. I like it. I like it all. That's cool. Well, thank you guys so much for having me on and letting me call in. I appreciate you guys letting me call in. And I mean, I gotta always show some love for my family here on Blackout Radio, especially here on Royal Course Takeover, because you guys have been rocking with me. I've been rocking with you since day one, and you know, you guys have shown me so much love playing our music, playing my music before I was Ageless Angels, you know, and having us on as your guest, which we had so much fun. just so grateful, you know, to you guys for all your support. And so I love to call up every Thursday and show my support by, you know, calling in and saying thank you and loving you guys and loving what you're doing and listening to your music.
Well, definitely, thank you, sis, and we appreciate you as well for all of the support. Like I said, you have been A1 since day one, so we definitely appreciate you, and we can only show that love back.
Amen. Word and hallelujah, and yeah, thank you, sister. You said it, and you're welcome. I thank you. You know. You know, I got nothing but love for all the people out there and all the supporters and even the haters, too, because they fuel my fire, you know. So, you know, all the callers and listeners, if you're listening, I'm sad to say that we lost one of our bandmates, Ageless Angels, Sugar Hill Gang's DJ, last year, and I know probably a lot of y'all are probably missing somebody in heaven right now, maybe have lost somebody recently, but yeah, his wife died, and then his first wife died, and Rob's second wife, his current wife, died. So the Temple Dynasty is missing three people in their family right now, and you know, it just it breaks my heart, but I know that heaven's watching over us, because Rob DeNoy's Temple was a legend. And, you know, I got to give a shout out to him, because he was a co-founder of Crip Hop Nation Worldwide. And we just won we won two Emmys, y'all, which is just, I can't get over it. Because Keith Jones wrote a song with my family in Crip Hop, and they are on a Netflix documentary called Rising Phoenix, and it's about the Paralympics. And I mean, if you're out there and you're listening and you're part of the Crip Hop Nation, you know, we represent for the disabled, the deaf, the sick, the blind, the elderly, and the poor. And it's not just music. Leroy Moore went to Africa and brought some hats over that these queens were making. And, you know, we helped show support by selling their stuff and their merch over here, sending it back. We do whatever we can. And shout out to the Universal Hip Hop Museum for including Crip Hop in a celebration coming up this fall, which is just incredible. Leroy made the announcement. I don't want to give out too many deets yet, because I follow their lead. But we got some exciting things going on, y'all, with Crip Hop. So I'm really excited about that. But yeah, Rob was a part of it, and we released Deja Vu for You, and he wrote that track. So that's how we honor his spirit and the Temple Dynasty, by keeping his music alive. And that's what it's all about. It's about joy and music. And I thank you guys for the time and letting me do my thing. And I support you all. And I don't want to take up too much of your time. But, yeah, check it out, callers and listeners. It's called Deja Vu for You, featuring Rob DeNoy's Temple, Sugar Hill Gang, Ageless Angels, Solid Noise. He remixed our last track before that, called The Reality. Our music, he adds a lot of bass to it, because his daughter is deaf, and the deaf people can actually hear our music, which is freaking awesome. And that's a blessing. So all praise goes to the Most High Almighty for making all that happen and for connecting us all. And I ask the Almighty to keep protecting us and keeping us all safe. And you guys take care. I don't want to take too much of your time, because I know you got a nice show coming up, and many, many successes to you. And shout out to your guests, too. And the Carlito 810 and Tupac's Tina, Terry Moore, Ja Earthlin J, the Temple Dynasty, Sugar Hill Gang, Curtis Blow, all the people who founded, and all the legends and the pioneers in hip-hop. I like to represent for that, because that's where it started, and that's what we got to keep alive.
That's what's up.
Definitely.
Thank you, guys.
Yep, you are so welcome, and you be safe out there.
Thank you, Queen. Much love, sister. Peace. Salute, fam.
Peace.
Peace. All right, let's get to the next caller.
Six, four, six, six, seven, three.
Hey, what's up, Keisha and crew? This is Sean Felder, SX Energy Drinks. I'm down here in Atlanta, Georgia, for the Bronx Day Atlanta events. A lot be going on, celebrating the history of old school hip-hop. Look that up on social media, Bronx Day Atlanta. I've been going there since 2015. How y'all doing out there? It's real hot and humid here in Atlanta, Georgia.
We're doing good.
We are doing fine. I was going to hit you up after the show, but I was hoping you would call in. I got your birthday card. Thank you so much.
I just got it today,
matter of fact.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I just got in Atlanta this morning from New York City. Good. And let's rest in peace to the biological legendary Biz Markie. As you know, he passed away last week. And quick memory of Biz Markie. I met him back in the days of my Bronx Hood projects. And I remember two dudes brought this big talk out of the building. I looked, I said, excuse me, you Biz Markie? He said, yeah, that's when he was hot. He just dropped his first album. And I said, damn, Biz Markie, you know what I mean? And nothing but love since he passed. Not one negative word about this man. So let's keep him in our prayers. Rest in peace, Biz Markie. I mean, he wasn't the most lyrical guy, but he can move a crowd. That's what I remember most about him. And I still got his first tape to this day, Biz Markie going off. And two of my favorite songs I rocked when I finally passed was Picking Boogers and Make Your Music with the Mouse Biz. And, of course, he was down with the legendary Juice Crew.
Yeah, it definitely was sad. You know, we are losing so many legends in such a short just period of time. You know, like that is just, you know, like one note of to mention. You know, and I tell people, you just never know when is your time. So you have to appreciate the people that are in your lives when you have them, because you never know when you won't have them.
Hey, you know what's so funny about it, not to take too much time, Keisha, Fat Joe, who was a big friend of Biz Mark, always checked up on him, asked his wife if he needed anything. So shout out to Big Joe for checking out and trying to look out for Biz Markie. So, you know, Fat Joe has to know, but Biz knew he was always good to people, and he's probably in heaven right now, rapping to God. So, you know, again, rest in peace to Biz Markie. And also I want to give a quick shout out to the PR DJ K Nikki, who goes to help you with things with SX Energy Drinks. Also, a shout-out to new model Jasmine Taylor. She's going to be modeling SX Energy Drinks. She put some nice pictures on social media. Check out her pictures on my Instagram, Felder Sean. And also, shout-out to my funny comedian friend in New York, Rashad Bashar. I just saw him did his show on Monday at Harlem Nights Lounge. Rashad's still doing his thing. You got to bring him back on the show, Keisha. He's on his way. So shout-out to my New York comedian friend, Rashad Bashar.
Yeah, I be seeing him Instagram, Facebook, his videos.
Oh, yeah.
He is definitely funny,
I'm
trying to get him
way.
Down here, you know, when we get to like really start doing some shows and things. Just I'm so sick of COVID. I want to get away from it. I want it to leave me alone.
Right. Well, you know, we just opened up comedy clubs back up in New York 2 months ago. So Rashad's out there in New York doing that comedy thing, but also told him to spread his wings. So, yeah, we're just getting back up in effect in New York with that. I also want to not fuck it off. There's going to be a special August 19th at Prospect Park. Budweiser is going to do a salute tribute to a legendary, notorious B.I.G. Look for that on social media. It's going to be at Prospect Park August 19th. I don't know who's going to be the guest to be performing. Budweiser is going to have a picture of Notorious Big on their beer. That's going to be crazy. And it's going to do a concert honoring the legacy of Notorious Big. Look for that on social media on Prospect Park, August 19th. I just found out I plan on going to honor the legacy of Notorious B.I.G.
Oh, yeah. That definitely sounds like it would definitely be a good show.
yeah, that's going to be crazy. So we don't know who's going to be performing, but I'm sure they're going to honor the legacy of the Notorious B.I.G. And right now I'm going to edit right there. So like I said, I'll look for XX commercial done by my friend Michelle Kayoko. It's on Sean Feller, SX Promotions. It's a lovely Latino girl. She's dancing and drinking my drink. Look for it, XX Energy Drink commercial done by Michelle Kayoko. She did two different ones, so you'll see it on my YouTube page, and hopefully you guys like it. And after that, y'all be safe. Well, I'll hopefully go to this event tonight. They're going to be a comedy show to start off, to kick off Bronx Day Atlanta. You'll see the pictures soon in a week or two on Instagram, and y'all be safe this weekend.
You as well.
Yes, you be safe as well, Sean. Definitely. Thanks for calling in again.
Definitely. You'll see the pictures from Bronx Day Atlanta soon. So y'all be safe. Y'all be easy. Peace.
All righty. You too. Thanks. All right, let's get to another caller, because pretty soon our special guest will be getting on the line.
Hey, what's happening? What's going on with y'all?
What's going on, Jonathan? How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm cooling, man. Just chilling, messing with this music and shit. But, yeah, this song is starting, man. I just said busy. I was really calling again to tell y'all that maybe that y'all might want to check out this if you find out that it's not what's going on, it's on YouTube. It's actually under my Mixtape Tony playlist. If you go to my page and go to playlist, Mixtape Tony is the playlist where I've been uploading all my new shit. So, yeah, man, it's pretty dope. I'm trying to check it out. Yeah, but it's some fire, though, for real, for real. What's going on with y'all, though?
Yeah, chilling, my friend, chilling.
Yeah, I know. I was saying that shit, man.
Can you?
Man. Y'all said what?
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah. Yep, we are just chilling, basically.
That's what's up. That's what I be doing. I be doing that while I'm recording and shit. It's just weird. I don't got so natural at this shit, man. It's like, you know how sick you don't try to breathe? That's how that shit's getting for me. You know what I mean? It's kind of spooky.
Oh, okay.
So I hear that shit. Yeah, I be hearing that shit sometimes. It's kind of spooky, so I would really appreciate if y'all checked it out. And y'all probably would like some of this stuff. You probably ain't gonna like everything, but you're gonna like something on that. You know what I mean? It's definitely something that you're hearing that you're liking. I got too many comments in many ways, and I'm too passionate about what I do. So I'm and I'm missing it too.
Yeah, okay, that's what's up. Hello. I think his phone dropped out. Yeah, I think his phone dropped out. Well, definitely, let's get into this next track, because when we come back, we'll have our special guest on. This is Bang by Tata G featuring China. Yeah. It's labeled as Sosa Black Tear.
One time. Pull it out, drill them out, bring them in, drink them out, twerk them, bang out, twerk them, bang out, big gun, bang out, little gun, bang out. Niggas don't want me to pull it out. Bang. Couple of thugs go in your mouth. Bang. This be that shit that we drill about. Bang. I got a two, we gon' clear them out. Bang. Clear them out. Bang. Back out. Bang. I got a two, we gon' clear them out. Bang. Clear them out. Bang. Back out. Bang. I got a two, we gon' clear them out. Bang. Niggas don't want me to pull it out. Bang. Couple of thugs go in your mouth. Bang. This be that shit that we drill about. Bang. I got a two, we gon' clear them out. Bang. Bang out. Bang. Bang out. Bang. I got a two, we gon' clear them out. Bang. Bang out. Bang. We gon' clear them out. Hey. Straight to prison, no baby bookers. I pop with niggas like bacon cooking. Got shots from Cam and ain't say the footage. Don't get on me by the way you lookin'. Yeah. Pistol hotter been burning. I show pen and still and catch me a bullet. I'm a pro by the way I pull it. School style drillin' to the fullest. Keep it moving like you in a Uber. Ain't talking hoopers when I mention shooters. Play and run for you Twitter fingers. Catch misdemeanors off your computer. Home invasion, we going in. No pen to pen, we bust maneuvers. Hey, y'all came with the cooler. Yeah. Only loose sheep with the shooter. Yeah. Told you that you don't want parts of my gang. Don't run your mouth when my pistol go bang. Say them three letters, we got a chain. Go with his squad, no gang. Won't see them all, I'ma speak on my name. This is the gang, 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 gang. Take his head off, gang, gang, gang. We let them off, bang, bang.
Red rum, beat them. My bullets got name, come get some. Your wish, don't flinch. These niggas got aim and I don't miss. Bad bitch, no tricks. I'm coming for your head cause I want this. I'm a slick bitch, call me Swiss Miss. Got your bitch on my hook like a dead fish. Twitch your top off, let the moon sing. I don't give a fuck, let my name ring bells gang. Feeding on my chest cause I want this. Nigga, fuck a piece cause I really want the whole split. Go for his squad, we the gang gang. Get it fucked up, now all you hear is bang bang. On my Harley shit cause I won't stop bang. Fucking with the squad cause we made high, yeah. Say he everything, that's your man, not. Yeah. Fucking with a tits, get your bitch drop gang. Sitting on the top cause he won't stop, can't stop. High, hold it down cause he on the crown, won't drop. Can you hear me now? Jumping bitches in the back, stop. Shoot it in the crowd, everybody duck, then pop. Get your chest up again, coming through your back. Got loaded up, send a clip, pull it back, can't pop.
Niggas don't want me to pull it out. Hey. Couple of thugs go in your mouth. Hey. This be that shit that we drill about. Hey. I got a two, we gon' clear him out. Hey. Clear him out. Hey. Back out. Hey. I got a two, we gon' clear him out. Hey. Clear him out. Hey. Back out. Hey. We gon' clear my hey. Niggas don't want me to pull it out hey. Couple of thugs go in your mouth hey. This be that shit that we drill about hey. I got a suit, we gon' clear my out hey. Bang out, hey. Bang out hey. I got a suit, we gon' clear my out hey. Bang out, hey. Bang out hey. I got a suit, we gon' clear my out.
Alrighty, and we are back. I definitely like that joint. That was Bang by Baltimore's own Tata G featuring China. Definitely like that joint. Alright, let's get to the next caller while we're still waiting for our special guest.
Hey, what's happening, y'all?
What's going on?
Hey,
yeah,
where you calling from?
Killing. Yeah, this is Tony Sun calling from the south side of Toledo, Ohio. But did y'all ever see y'all that truck, that MP3? Or y'all never got it or what?
I'm not for sure. You can, yeah, you got our email, right?
No, I'm actually not sure. Like, to keep it real, I'm not sure exactly which email I sent it to, because I call on different shows and shit. I mean, so I'm not sure if it's all the same place, but I'm sure.
Well, no, all right. Well, after the show, and after my work meeting, I will definitely inbox you and send you the email to send it to.
Yeah, because I got a couple things that are pretty cool, and the vibe is good, and the interview is right, and it makes you feel like better. and I think people need to hear it, you know what I mean? Because I put a lot into my music. I haven't figured out how to fuck with the frequency so it feels better to your ears and all that shit. Like, I know, I'm on some shit, like, real talk. And, like, in the last 30 days, I got, like, 20 jams done, you know what I'm saying? But, I'm not even done. Like, it's like one of the one tapes where you keep on adding shit on. I just call it mixtape song. It's not even really a tape. Playlist. But all my recent shit I'm putting on that playlist, so it's fire. So it's like you might get something from today and then have something the day next day, so like 4 days in a row, might skip 2 days and be like, you know what I'm saying? It's so much thunder on there. Like, I've been going so hard. Like, if I go back, I can go back like 3 weeks ago, and that shit was coming out pretty hard. And the recent shit is definitely fire because I just keep on pushing the envelope, man. So I would really appreciate if you checked out that YouTube Tony Storm. Mixtape. Just go to my page. Once you come to my page, go to my playlist and pick out the Mixtape Tony playlist, man. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with that. It's fire. And it's all free shit. I'm really just doing it to, you know, keep the content out here and to keep my floor stuff. You know what I mean? Because I've really been on this new shit. Like, I don't really write no more. Like, I don't write no more. I don't think I need to write. I know that might sound cocky. It might sound a little cocky, but somebody told me this when I was 15. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I mean, you...
And I'm just now trying to freestyle again.
Look, you got to be confident in what you're doing. So I don't really look at it as cockiness, but, you know, if you don't believe in yourself, then how is anybody else going to believe in you? Like, I think that is the most important thing.
Yeah, it's really sneaky freestyle because now in today's age of technology, I could rap a cool 13 bars and slip on 14 and then chop that out and go and do three more. You know what I'm saying? So it's still freestyle though. You know what I mean? And I'm not writing shit. Or I might do a whole smooth 16. You know what I'm saying? But I don't even go for perfection. I just go for inspiration. I just go for whatever the moment is telling me. Like, I don't have to, like, the beat play, and I'm just thinking, like, yo, that's dope. I'm about to snap on this shit. But I can't rap. I don't force rap no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, I think he told me this a long time ago. He's like, bro, the best that you're going to come up with, you're going to come up with right now. You can't come up with it in the future. You can't come up with it in the past. You can come up with it right now. Now, what better experience of right now is freestyle? That's the closest thing that you can get to right now on a beat is off the top of the dome. You know what I'm saying? So I'll be on that. But yeah, man, I'm going in on that mixtape Tony shit, man. You know, so search Tony Tom on YouTube and check it out. I don't want to be too long when, you know, I'm a motherfucking Webster's motherfucking dictionary, encyclopedia, Wikipedia type of thinking type of dude. So I can go on for days about this shit. But check that out if y'all would, man.
Yeah. Well, I definitely, you know, like, understand that. Well, we appreciate you for calling in, and I'm going to send you our email so you can, you know, make sure you sent it to the right one. I'll check my email as well. Maybe I got it, and I just haven't played it yet. But you definitely be safe out there. Yeah, because I know our special guest is on the line as well.
Who is that?
Our special guest, his name is Kevin Miller.
Oh, what's happening?
Yeah, he is a. Well, he's in the queue. He's not exactly on
now,
but he's in the queue. So I'm sure he heard that. So I'm definitely sure he'll appreciate that. But you be safe out there, Tony Storm, and we appreciate you for calling in.
Thank you for having me. Y'all are the best.
Yeah. Well, anytime, homie. Yeah.
Peace.
All right. Well, without further ado, let's get to our special guest. This is another my homie and another Baltimore's own author, entrepreneur, Kevin Miller.
Hello, hello.
Hey, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
What's going on?
I'm doing fine and yourself. I'm going to be like, I know I told him to push one.
Man, it's an honor to be here. Like, I remember y'all started this thing years ago, so to be here is a blessing. I definitely appreciate y'all for having me here.
Appreciate you.
Oh, you are so welcome, homie. I appreciate you and everything that you do. And like I was saying, like me and you go way back. You know, and I'm just so proud of like the man you are becoming, because I feel like you're still in the metamorphosis stage, and you haven't completely, you know, like, sprouted, and, you know, like, you got, I just feel like there's so much more to you, and I cannot wait to see exactly, like, what all you will do on this earth, but I'm just so excited for you, and I'm just along for the ride.
And I appreciate
that. That's how I see it. Yeah.
And it's the truth. You couldn't have put it together in such a magnificent way that it resonated with me, and I'm sure that it resonated with anybody who know me, because you know where I come from. You saw me before the books. You saw me before, you know, I was focused. You seen me at a point in my life where I was in the streets and going in and out of jail, and, you know, delving into some things that I'm not proud of today. And one of the things that I'm grateful for is that I'm still alive and I'm able to show my friends and my families that I did evolve into a better man. And what you see right now isn't a finished product, but it's a person who has been through some things but grown from them. And it's just, I'm just, you know, walking through life on a whole different path now that I'm woke, and I understand life a lot better. So I appreciate you for even being a part of this journey. Thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. You know, look, I love that. You know, look, we all make mistakes in life, and, you know, we grow from those mistakes. I think you learn more about yourself by the mistakes you make than actually the wins you have in life. But, you know, for you, from being incarcerated, writing your books, and, you know, like all of those all of those things. You know, I think, like, in that situation, a lot of people could do the opposite. You know, they could, instead of them being positive, they could get more negative. What made you, like, what was the motivation that you knew within yourself that you would be able to get out of there and be better?
Well, I always was a hustler. I was one of them guys that I'm always get up and I'm going to find a way. And coming up in, like, different households, like, I came up in group homes, foster homes, and living with different family members, I was fortunate to be exposed to God early on. And a lot of times when I didn't feel like I had my parents in my life or I didn't have the support of different family members or whatever the case may be, things that I learned through my journey that taught me about God, I always knew that I had God, and I would draw from that strength right there. And so when I went to prison, for me, I looked at it like, okay, this is a stepping stone, not a hindrance. This is a new chapter. This is not the end. It's a new beginning. And I wanted to use that time to really educate myself and to really, really take my life to a higher level. So when I was, you know, re-entering society again upon my release, I would be better equipped to, you know, take my life to the next level. Like, I used to have visions in prison of me doing stand-up comedy, of me going to book signings, and the same stories that I would have in my mind while I was in prison, and I would have to write with a pencil because we didn't have, no computers in there to type them on. I envisioned people enjoying these stories and buying these stories. I envisioned being on Amazon and doing interviews and things like that. So me wanting more for my life, like, propelled me to use prison as college more than just a playground. So while a lot of guys was bull crapping around with their time, I was hitting up them books. I was reading the Wall Street Journal. I was working out. I was eating healthy. I was building spiritually. I was reading self-help books. I was walking the yard with other inmates who really had something on their mind where we can feed off each other. So it was like the best thing that ever happened to me, going to prison and having that time to be able to reconstruct my life from the ground up. So that's what made me keep writing and never stop writing and never give up, because I wanted more out of life, more than just being in prison, you know?
I definitely understand that. And I think that, you know, was good, you know, like, for you. And it kept you, you know, like, positive. And I like that you kind of inspired, like, other guys, like, around you to kind of, you know, like, be positive and to dream beyond, you know, like, to dream beyond prison. And I think, you know, like, that was the way to go. You know, I really, you know, like, commend you for being steadfast and, you know, like, in your conviction that I'm going to get out of here and I'm going to be able to do better and do more for myself. And I want it. Because that's the key. You got to want it.
You know,
other people can want it for you, but if you don't want it for yourself, like, it does nothing, you know? Like,
It take a lot of discipline to obtain anything that is, you know, deemed successful. You got to let go of a lot of things. It was time when I was writing over books, I couldn't watch TV. I couldn't walk the yard and kick it with my guys. I couldn't go play basketball and things like that. So it's like now being able to benefit off of these books, because I'm still selling books. I got people hitting me up now saying, yo, when can I get a book? Can you deliver it? Can you ship me? How can you? So to get that, I had to sacrifice from doing a lot of things. There were times where I didn't have enough money to go to commissary and do the things I wanted to do, and I had the option. Now I need to pay $200 to get me a book cover, or do I spend this in a store? So, you know, in order to get where you're trying to get to in life and anything, you have to be willing to sacrifice.
Yeah. I think people, I don't know if it's just like a generation thing, like, Like right now, a lot of people are in the instant gratification phase in life. You know, like we want it now because I see it now. So, and life don't work that way. You know, like anything worth having is worth working for. So you gotta be able to put in that work. And some people, you know, they, I don't know if it's they just giving up too fast, or I don't know like what it is, but some people are not, you know, like getting that message that they need to, you know, you gotta put that work in.
Absolutely. Today, like that's the difference from when I was before I went to prison and when I came home. Before I went to prison, it was no social media. It was MySpace, but MySpace was kind of dying, and even MySpace never has, you know, reached the level as, you know, Facebook reached. And so now people all over the world can connect online, and it's easy to get trapped into likes and other people standing in front of cars that they don't even own, and you get sucked into that world. And people think that that's the lifestyle that they supposed to have. It's like that stuff be an illusion, because the majority of the people you see balling on there, like, it's not theirs. It's fake. It's fictitious. And people think that you can just live that life overnight. But true success, like, that stuff take time. Like, you got to be willing to fail. You got to be willing to try things you never tried before. You got to go into the darkness, a place where the end is uncertain, but you so focused, so hungry, and believe in yourself so much that you willing to go in that darkness and see for yourself, is it something on the other side? And a lot of people just don't have what it takes to do that, because it's something new. They never done it, never tried it.
Yeah.
And it's scary. The unknown is scary. But when you get uncomfortable with dealing with the unknown and you're able to handle that level of dealing with things, then you'll reach a, you know, higher level of success.
And that's so true, you know, because everyone thinks the grass is greener on the other side, but you don't know, like, the backstory of that grass. You don't you don't see the foundation. So just because that grass look a little cute on some picture, or like that man looks good or that woman looks good, you don't know a person's heart. You don't know what their foundation is. So everything that glitters isn't gold.
Absolutely.
You know, I tell people that, you know, like all the time. So tell us about your event on Sunday, because I am definitely excited about that as well.
Well, this is, you know, me taking on a new venture. Like I said in the beginning, I'm a hustler, and I want to make my family proud. I want to make anybody who, while I was in prison, that believed in me, sent me money, came to visit me, purchased my books while I was in prison, like even, you know, down to just my family again. Like, I want them to see, like, that wasn't the end of me when I went to prison. Like, I really changed. I grew into that person God intended me to be, and I'm going further. So this is just me stepping out on faith, believing in myself, and reaping the benefits of writing all these jokes in prison, because majority of these jokes I wrote while I was in prison, and it's just another level of another endeavor that I want to take on, because ultimately I want to be an actor. I want to be on TV. I want to be one of the greats to, you know, grace the stage doing comedy. So me getting up there on this stage on the 25th of this month, which is this Sunday, is just a part of my craft, another one of my talents that God blessed me with. And I just look forward to, you know, having a good time. So anybody looking forward to having a good time on Sunday, July the 25th, you can come to the Supreme Ballroom. You can Google it. There's a website. It's a nice, clean and safe spot. It's a big parking lot across the street. We got a cash bar, DJ. Security is there. It's free food. We're going to have a dancing contest. I got a couple other comedians. We got some local rap artists, a singer. And, you know, I'm just looking to really, really, really take my comedian life to the next level. And this right here, this event, is the catalyst to that. So, you know, come out if anybody is available. You heard me, and that's last.
What made you want to be going into being a comedian?
Say it again.
What made you step into the world doing becoming a comedian?
Well, I got four brothers and one sister, and I remember we used to live down McCullough Home. Everybody, you know where McCullough Home's at, right?
So,
yeah,
we was living in McCullough Homes, and we would be in the house a lot, and we would be watching In Living Color. Remember, Homie Don't Play That, running around, smack you with the side. We used to reenact that.
Yeah.
Remember that? So we used to do a lot of playing and goofing around in the house, but I found joy in that, and that followed me throughout my life. Even when I would be in hardship, I would always find a way to make people laugh, and I would notice it like, wow, I make people laugh everywhere I go, and laughing has gotten me, making people laugh has gotten me in doors that I didn't think that I can get into. Sometimes I go to the store today, and I get stuff free because I'm such a free spirit. I got the person in the store laughing that they give me stuff or they let me cut in line and things like that. And I started to see the power that I can have in that. If I can make somebody laugh, it takes them away from the pain that they might be going through the same way I used to go through some of the pain that I had to experience in my life, then I'm doing society a justice. If I could make some money off of doing this, then I can show other drug dealers, which I used to be a drug dealer, that if you follow your dreams, that you too can find a way to bring in some money legally without having to risk your life for it. Because for me, coming from where I come from, I always got to speak to the streets because that's, you know, a part of the fabric that makes me. And anything that I do, I want to inspire that next person that's thinking that the streets is everything. And, you know, to be able to have a platform where I can do stand-up comedy as well as sell books as a published author, my hope is that it inspires somebody who can identify with me, who look like me, who got the same story as me, who came from the same place as me. I hope that they can use that and say, man, I can be a rapper. I can be an artist. I can do this or I can do that if Kevin Miller did it. So that's what inspired me to do it. And tap it in. God give you blessings, and you got to use
yes,
them. So I just refuse to take and let my blessing dwindle away. God bless me with the ability to be confident, with the ability to make people laugh, and I'm going to use it.
Well, that is definitely, like, everything you said is so right, you know, that he uses different people for different reasons. And, you know, at the time, sometimes it's you might not even be understanding the motivation behind, you know, like, what God is telling you and how he's trying to use your life. But, you know, you just never... You know, like, you never know what he, you know, like, where he's trying to put you in position to do in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, that is the most important thing.
And you know what's crazy that you said that? Like, when I would go through some of the things that I was going through when I was younger, being in group homes, being in foster homes, I've been going in and out of jail since I was 13. And I'm not proud of it. I look down on it. But... It was times where I would always feel alone. There were times where I had to stand on my own, even as a 13, 14-year-old kid. And when I was going through it, I didn't understand why. But as I got older, I started to understand because it was like I've been through so much that going through something now really is nothing. Because I'm like, I didn't experience that when I was a kid. I'm a grown man. I've learned how to adapt to certain situations. I learned how to speak different languages, not language like Chinese or Latin or Mexican or Spanish or nothing like that, but to be able to communicate with people at different levels and understand and have empathy for different people. Like, I know what it's like to be homeless. I also know what it's like to be a dude in the street getting money. I know what it feels like to be an author. I know what it feels like to live good. I know how what it feels like to live bad. So I've received a lot of humility having gone through that. So now as I'm evolving higher, it's like God, as I was going through the things I was going through in the past, it made me better equipped to handle the success that's before me.
Exactly. And I think, like, and like you said, sometimes it'd be hard for us to realize that, you know. And even sometimes we try to hold on to things that God wants to remove from our lives. You know, it can be a job, it can be a spouse. Like, you know, you just never know some people. Sometimes when people are not good for you and God want to remove that you from that situation, you know, in the moment it hurts. You know, look, I got fired from a job once, but and like I say, like in the moment it hurts, but it was the best thing that ever can happen to me. Like that was like really a blessing, you know, like in disguise, because I wasn't happy there, you know. So they weren't getting my best. And it showed, and people noticed, and that was okay, you know. I took a step back, and my life has blossomed because of that, you know.
That's
but
right.
Like I said, in the moment, it definitely
in the moment,
does hurt.
It's hard.
It definitely hurts.
It's hard. And one thing I learned over the years is that when you have God in your life, and you're praying, and when your heart is pure, when you listen to that voice in your head, you meditate on God's word, however you go about building your relationship with God, what you will find out is that nothing happens for just no reason. Everything that happens in your life is to move you closer to your purpose. And it may hurt. That's why the Bible, it says that sometimes you're not going to understand God. You will get stumped trying to figure everything out, but later it'll hit you like, oh, no wonder, like you said, I lost that job, because had I still been working at that job, I wouldn't be working at this job that paid me more, that where I live closer, where, you know, I like it better. And that's the thing about God, like,
where I actually like it.
He don't make no mistakes. There you go.
I lost that opportunity, but you know, I tell people, I am more of who the woman that God wanted me to be now than I ever was, like, in the past. You
That's
know,
right.
and
oh, you,
sometimes people
you
just
sure
don't,
are.
You know, they don't understand.
Certainly are. For real. You talking about something, you proud of me, and you see the moves that I'm making. You know, we known each other since we was kids, and I remember seeing you in a neighborhood as well. But when you experienced your life altering situation, you didn't let it define you. You let it define you. And I told you this years ago. I was like, you have changed and evolved into such a wonderful woman. Like, you tapped into your divine ability and started to live your purpose. And had you not went through what you went through, it's no telling what trajectory your life would have taken. So I've definitely seen the evolution in your life as well.
Well, thank you. I definitely appreciate that. And I tell people, you know, like, honestly, if I was still up on my feet, I might be dead. Because the way and the things that I was just out here just doing, living fast. And so I'm definitely glad to be where I am now. So I definitely am. Yes. And, you know, we almost are out of time. Do you have that day one puppy? You got any, like, shout-outs you want to throw out there?
Yeah, basically, anybody interested in purchasing my books, this is author Kevin Miller. My books are on Amazon. I got a Park Heist Tale the dog is barking. So the dog, you gonna, the dog gonna wait till I start dropping my stuff. Ain't that something, dog?
Right.
That's the devil. Yeah.
I'm gonna put it all on my Facebook page.
Yeah.
So I got you.
And again, Sunday, July the 25th, this week, I'm turning up. This is my first big show right here. Author Kevin Miller, I'm going to have books on deck. It's free food. It's at the Supreme Ballroom. Google the Supreme Ballroom to give you all the direction. All my books is on Amazon. The Park Heist Tale, Part 1, Part 2, and 3, What's the King to a God, and Through the Eyes of an Angel. Check me out. I'm on Facebook, Kevin Miller on Facebook. I'm on Instagram as Rock Bottom Pub, Rock Bottom P-U-B. Thank you for the interview. I love y'all, and y'all stay blessed.
Well, you take care now.
I love you as well, homie. And, you know, you keep up doing your good work. And
I will.
Yes, you definitely do. And if anybody want to know how you can schedule an interview for the show or get your music heard on the show, you can hit me up at Roll Your Crush Keisha on Facebook or ENT Crush on Twitter or Roll Your Crush Takeover Radio Show on IG. Or you can hit up my co-host at Mr. Montel that on IG as well. And I'm going to put all of author Mr. Kevin Miller on my Facebook page. And to get out of here, since we didn't get to this track, you know, is another one of our Park Heights homies. This is Remember This Time by Troy Outlaw featuring Belly Smalls.
What's the name of it again?
Remember the Time.
Don't remember my birth, but as time went past, started seeing how this life thing works. Lost at first. Since I got time on this earth, I'ma figure out what I really worth. My adolescent years, we was having fun out here. We ain't have a care in the world, fast forward till now. Niggas up, blow your brains out, and he ain't have a care in the world. Let's rewind it a bit. I was in that Motel 6, chopping up bricks in the white, keeping it a grip. Phones lined up on the strip, it was lit like Friday Night Lights. I remember those nights, remember the time like Mike. Yup, the real Park Heights, before the new friends and the loyalty died. And BGE cut off our lights. 2007, don't wanna remember. Lost a lot of niggas, summer cooling in the winter. All these losses, how we winners. A lot of empty seats at the birthday dinners. Years got colder, chip on our shoulder. Wishing the Lord would hold us. Life strike like a cobra, you can feel a venom. Wish the OGs would've told us that the game was a shit. And we had to pay for it too when it came with an ill car. If we would've knew then, what we know now, we'd have stayed on the porch that we jumped on. I'm so glad I left them corners. Flipped that and became an owner. Only love those that love me. Sincerely yours, the loner.
Remember that time we went on that game and that nigga popped up out of that trunk. Remember that time we was at that table, my mama tried kicking my front door. Remember that time we banked that dick in the hallway, can't remember who's in the row. Remember that time police pulled us over, we had four five cars sitting in the car. Do you remember those times? Do you remember those days? We was not getting dead, do you remember that time? We went up to five, rest in peace George A. Do you remember that time? We both doing time, praying every day. Remember that time, I told you we shine. I seen other way. Remember that time, big sis was mad. Woke up, seen me on the couch. I can't hear her voice right now. You better get off my motherfucking couch. Taking our time, we out, 83 South. Just brought wrist for an ounce. Made a few niggas bounce. We all meet back at the house, tallying up the amount. All of these years that faded, I'm just happy we made it. Never be bout no paper, never been bout no hating. We was trained to get it, come from the mud. Trenches. Been through the coldest blizzard. This hit the cold in minute. See niggas froze and timid. These niggas fold like bitches. Never not once on my pivot. When people talk, I listen. Marlo, I love you, I miss you. Boo boo, one hug and just kiss you. You know you one of the villains. Don't care about nobody feelings. My niggas, I got as I meant it. This just part of the business. Can't call everyone friends. Prison turn boy to man. Street turn men to niggas. Police still trying to kill us. You too blind to get it. You should've mind your business. Don't need an eye to witness. Never could talk decisions. I'm in the trenches with killers, they don't care about no feelings. We were just trained to get it, come from the mud and trenches. Been through the coldest blizzard, this is the coldest. Remember that time we went
went on that cave and that nigga popped up out of that trunk. Remember that time we was at that tape, my mama tried kicking my front door. Remember that time we banked that chicken, the whole game, remember.